Okay, we're back, Baruch Hashem. We're on page Pei Aleph, the end of Tayag Mitzvos. What Rav Volbe has been emphasizing, just to review, is that Mitzvos means accepting command, accepting authority, and because of that, there's no such thing as the mitzvahs I like, or the mitzvahs I relate to, or the mitzvahs I don't. If I take it that way, then I'm more of a, it's my authority, not Hashem's. So mitzvah miyuchedus nitnalonu, we have a specific mitzvah, lizkar kol mitzvahs biyachad. To remember all the mitzvahs together, sorry about my voice. Zoe mitzvahs tzitzis. Which is mitzvahs tzitzis v'haylachem tzitzis arisim osam zechartem as kol mitzvahs Hashem v'asisim osam v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei nechem. So it's interesting, the mitzvah of which it says you will remember all of the mitzvahs, it symbolizes all the mitzvahs, is the one that says you won't start taking detours after your heart and after your eyes. I use the word detour because latour means to tour. Only by way of all of the mitzvahs together, is he able to overcome, and again he uses that word shrira slave, which it's actually machlokes rishonim how exactly to interpret it, but ki b'shrira slibi elech. It can mean like free-spirited, or it can mean like whatever you see, from the word like ashur, ashurenu v'lo'ata, but just to go after all of his whims. Yeah. So dafka, a mitzvah, it says, I'll remember all the mitzvahs, that stops you from going after the heart and the eyes. L'man tizkru v'asizim es kol mitzvah sa'i v'isim k'doshim l'lokech, and that's what it causes. Zoe atachlis ha'miskabelas mikiyum kol ha'mitzvahs. Asher rak oz zochem lios merkavel elokei Yisrael shazori tachlis yitzis mitzrayim. Only then do we merit to be the, let's say, the sanctuary, the throne for the God of Israel, that which is the goal of yitzis mitzrayim lios lachem lelokim lios dvukim bashkocha protus kol yom dev Hashem's special providence for always. Zeu achinuch lemitzos. This is the training or the initiation for mitzvahs. Hadikduk b'mitzvah achas, b'li l'hakel b'li l'hachmer, v'simas halev l'kayim kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. M'bli l'hadif achas al-chaverta shalom kedim. So on the one hand, you have the Rambam saying that the goal of so many mitzvahs is that you get one right. But make no mistake, that doesn't mean it's all about one mitzvah. It's all about trying to do every mitzvah properly, so you get one right, but it has to be a commitment to all mitzvahs, without favoring one over the other. I like this area of mitzvahs, etc. All right, it's a very powerful and helpful way to think about mitzvahs. Yeah, I'm supposed to always be thinking of all of them. Let's see the eighth parak. Havodah b'mitzvos. The kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus ein hechreach b'yedias tameh mitzvos v'af lo b'kavonos nistaros al pi ha-kabbalah. To fulfill mitzvah fully, there's no necessity to have knowledge of the mitzvah, of the reasons for the mitzvos, and not the hidden kabbalistic aspects behind them. No doubt, behind every mitzvah, there's all kinds of deep concepts, but you don't have to know all of that to do it. Achas chayev adam, man is obligated one thing, lios yira mitzvah, to be a person who has awe of mitzvahs. That's going to be his emphasis here. Baz l'davar yechavel al v'yirei mitzvah hu yeshulam. Pasuk in Mishlei, person who mocks things, doesn't take things seriously, he's mevaza them, will be wounded by them. In contrast, Yireh Mitzvah, a person who is Yireh Mitzvah, he fears mitzvahs, he will be rewarded. Yireh Mitzvah Zochel Shleimus, a person who has awe, fear of mitzvahs, merits Shleimus. So what does that mean? Kol Mitzvah hi begeder mikdash ma'at. Every mitzvah can be categorized, can be defined as a mini sanctuary, a small Beis Hamikdash. V'mikdash nitztavina liyira min hamikdash me'or ad shenasim min hashenu masa apachad v'ayir v'zeh miyiras mikdash. It's according to Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. Remember, Rav Zalig Epstein in one of his Sefer HaMitzvah once told us about there was a Yid who wrote a Sefer, a whole Sefer. He was somebody close to the Avni Nezer. He wrote a whole Sefer called Mishkanos Lavir Yak, was all about this mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. And he was the one who was very. He held the mitzvah applies even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. And he was very into having the area of the Kosel in that time. It wasn't much of an area, but illuminated. And he said that to this day, the reason why it's so lit up is because he started that minhag, that the area by the Kosel and Maariv should be illuminated as part of the respect for the Makom HaMikdash. But anyway, the Rambam's words are to fear it very much till we put in our souls that we carry the Pachad and Yira. That's Yiras HaMikdash. Hare Yesh Lira Min HaMikdash Atzma. So there's actually an actual awe you're supposed to have there. You might think you're actually supposed to fear the Beis HaMikdash per se. Therefore, the Torah puts it together with Shabbos. Nemra shmira b'Shabbos, v'nemar mora b'Mikdash. Ma shmira amura b'Shabbos, lo mishabbos atam misyari elam misha hizir ala Shabbos. Just like with regard to Shabbos, who do you really fear is the one who commanded about it? So too, af mora amura b'mikdash lo mimikdash atam misyari elam misha hizir ala mikdash. Make no mistake that the mikdash per se is the source of the awe. It's the one behind it, the one who commanded it, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hare yesod mora hamikdash hu misha hizir ala mikdash. Foundation of awe of the mikdash is the one who commanded about the mikdash. Ach zoi abachina shal mora hamikdash atzma. That's the concept of mora mikdash. Tsuras hamitzvos hi hayira. The form of mitzvos is yira. So he's developing an idea and we really have to think about it. Kach matzina b'tfila. You find it by davening. Ivdus Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ra'ada. Shkazal darshan b'makam gila sham te'ra'ada. Gila is a lashon also of tfila. The place where you have gila, you should also have trepidation. Mikan shein omdin l'spala l'mitoch kovod rosh. From this we learn that you're not allowed to get up to daven but from a state of seriousness. Elsewhere, Chazal elaborate. That's a parak in Brachos. You can't get up from levity and from joking. There's a certain mindset from which a person can't get up to daven. And in this medrash on that pasuk in Tehillim, Gilu Barada, it cites a little story. Somebody once got up to lane. He must have leaned on the wall in a way that was kind of like he was in a haphazard kind of mood, a casual. You know, it's not so clear from the medrash itself how you see that, but somehow his posture showed like a lack of seriousness. Like somebody who's slumping in his chair is not in a state of awe. So he's leaning on the wall. V'yachzira Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak called him down, so you can't lean. There's something lacking in his mindset, and his behavior was showing he wasn't in a state of awe. Bekama mitzvahs nira ki yiras ha-mitzvah hi be'emes metzias ha-mitzvah. In a number of mitzvahs, we see that the fear of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. See, but I don't quite see yet. If you look, Alfred, he's going to show it with regard to Shabbos, with regard to your Rebbe, with regard to that we just saw, with regard to the mikdash, and with regard to tefillah. But he's sort of generalizing that all mitzvahs, the primary aspect is to be fearful of them, have awe of them. So you have to think about that. But if I'm makayim osa ketzirasa, memela muchrach lios yirah mitzvah. To fulfill the mitzvah properly, and like follows automatically, one must be a yirei mitzvah. Yeah, he's saying it's like from the essential performance of the mitzvah. is that this is God's command, I have to do it right. Like, what goes with it is to have a sense of awe and trepidation.
That's why some people do that declaration, Hareini, before the mitzvah, to get that
part. Yeah, I mentioned B'dechilu Rechimu, which means B'yiro B'ava. There's a line in there. So he's saying it's from the very definition of the mitzvah. Here he quotes a famous line in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet. Kedushas Tfilin. Kedushasim Gedoli, she calls much at film Rosh Haladim Valzro, who onav v'yirei shamayim. Kedusha Tfilin is very great for as long as the person has Tfilin on his head and his arm. It's interesting, by the way, the Rambam always puts the Shal Rosh before the Shal Yad when he describes Tfilin, even though you're not supposed to put it on that way. Dafka is supposed to follow the order of the Pasuk. The Rambam talks about them, he talks about the Shal Rosh because the Kedusha is higher. As long as he has tefillin on his head and his arm, hu anav v'yirei shamayim, he is humble and he's God fearing. He's not drawn into chatter and silliness and idle chatter. We're going to run out of time, but what he's going to say is, the Rambam doesn't say you should do this. The Rambam says when you have tefillin on, you are this. It's the very essential definition of the mitzvah. All right, mitzvahs involve. Mora Hamitzvah. We'll continue next time.